Radio, 101.9 FM on the unceded and ancestral Musqueam territory here in Vancouver.
How are we today?
Oh my God, I'm so tired. This week has been brutal.
It's that time change, no?
Yeah, it's like I feel like I'm just doing everything in pure darkness and not really getting to experience anything worthwhile.
I thought, oh, it's so sad. I thought I'd be vibing, you know? I thought I was like, oh, yeah, sleep in one more hour. Like, we're good, we're chilling, but it's messed with me, you know? It's really kneecapped me this week.
Like, all the productivity is just gone.
Oh, well, hopefully anyone out there listening can relate, and we will cheer ourselves up with some wonderful hype disco music, which you're so excited to show you.
Yeah, we have such a good selection tonight, so I think we should just go for
it, right? Just dive right in, yeah.
And it's amazing. We're actually starting our show at 6 o'clock.
Revolutionary.
It's crazy. It's been a rough week, guys, I have to say. But you know what? There's a long weekend. We're supporting our veterans. Remembrance Day.
Mm-hmm.
Get your poppies. Like, just think about your loved ones.
Remember, yeah.
Yeah. And enjoy the long weekend, because we don't get a lot of those.
We definitely do not.
And we should. Like, there was that whole, like, Microsoft Japan thing about, like, how they had the 4-day work week and, like, the productivity went up by, like, 40%.
Goals.
Guys, if we had a 4-day work week, our life would be so
different.
Can I
just plug something?
What?
I am going to be protesting next year for a fall reading week. And I'm going to spread the word, obviously, closer to the time. But I had a brilliant idea over the weekend.
What do you know?
I'm going to do? I'm going to start a hashtag called hashtag take your break. And I'm going to, in September, I'm going to plan a week in my academic year coming up. I'm just going to be like, yo, if I can afford to, if the time comes, I'm going to take time off work. I'm going to not go to school. And I'm going to have my own reading week. And I'm just
going
to
like,
chill
that's
out.
That's so, because it's like, you have to have so much like ability to do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have that.
Of course, definitely. So. If it comes about, if I'm doing fine for money and I'm, you know, I'm like, I don't have anything going on, I'm just going to pick a week and I'm going to have my midterm and I'm going to call it take your break. And if anyone else wants to join me, we can talk about it another day. But we have more pressing things to talk about, more fun things to talk about.
Like our songs.
Like our songs.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So first up today, we have a new single called Crush that has Diamond Cafe on the track by Secret Attraction. And then after that is Right Here, Right Now by Shinichiro Yokiro. And we hope you enjoy. Alrighty.
Oh,
That was Right Here, Right Now by Shinichiro Yokiro. Oh my god.
Cracking tune.
Yeah, what a nice way to like uplift this really slow week.
Yeah. Some disco. That's what we want. That's what disco does. You know, it just brings joy.
Yeah, for real.
It brings joy and togetherness, and that's what we like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so you listen to Right Here, Right Now, and then before that, it was Secret Attraction's Crush that had Diamond Cafe on the track.
We love it.
It was so, so nice. It's just like, it's been such a slow week. I don't know why. There's just something about the daylight just going away. But it might be our last day change, because the BC government's theoretically proposing a bill that might make our clocks permanently stay on daylight time.
I wonder when it would happen, if it did happen. Hopefully soon.
I think it would be that we move our clocks back in March and then it would stay that way. But it would create so many logistical issues if other people don't switch it, right?
Yeah,
so that's the only like problem that's like really stopping it from doing that. Also, in other news, the job action of the transit strike, it's continuing. And
go team go.
Yeah, for real. But it's crazy. Did you know that like our public transportation isn't actually public?
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Yeah,
right?
I had like, no idea until when I read your article, your pitch. I was shooketh is the word.
But yeah, it's like, so TransLink's a crown corporation, so it's like somewhat quasi-public, like it uses taxpayer dollars but operates as like a for-profit business. But the thing is that like Coast Mountain, who's like the company that's in negotiations with their union and all of that, they're technically contractors. They're owned by TransLink, weirdly, but they're a private entity. It's like a weird...
Canada said like that. They're like, oh, we have social services, but they're also private. And you're like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
it's
heck?
Like,
yeah.
It's really weird, but... It allows the workers to bargain more because they're not like bound by, you know, public act law where unions can only negotiate up to like a certain amount of raise per year.
That's interesting.
But also on the same token, like Kevin Desmond and like all these higher ups at TransLink are making hundreds of thousands of dollars like more than government officials.
Boo.
Like even the prime minister like makes like 120,000 or something like crazy less than the CEO of TransLink. So go workers, and we have to see where the job action takes us.
Right. I wonder if and when it's going to progress.
Yeah.
I guess you never know, right?
You don't know until you know. But I guess...
Stand with the workers.
Yes. Stand with the workers.
Who cares if your bus is late? People's jobs and livelihoods are at stake.
Granted, I think that they're doing a good job at trying to balance out, passengers' needs in the moment. So it remains to be seen what happens. So I think right now it's like this good, happy medium that they're... getting their voices heard, but there hasn't been major disruptions just yet.
Just yet.
But
yeah, I guess we'll see.
Sometimes a little chaos goes a long way. So anyways, we have so much more good music coming your way. Starting out with some more Canadian stuff. Gino Socio's Hold Tight.
Yes.
And then after that, we have the Breezer version of Sister, Brother, Mother, Father by Nikki and the Dove.
This is gonna be good.
Yes.
Nikki and the Doves was on our first ever show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love the song Coconut Kiss.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like very tropical. But they're a Swedish band. I didn't know that they were Swedish until I like had to do research, and I was like, oh, what? This is crazy.
I'm on the Swedes.
Yeah, so yeah, it's crazy.
Should we get on to our next songs?
Yeah, we should. Alrighty.
Just can't change. Don't lose control. Don't. the beginning.
What a strange way to be brought together. The ones they've loved have been wounded or died.
Everyone dies.
Yes, but
everyone isn't killed. In a way, being loved is like being told you never have to die.
Johnny, good luck to Johnny Canuck and all.
UBC Theater and Film presents Timothy Findley's The Wars, adapted by Dennis Garnham, directed by Lois Anderson, taking us deep inside the mind of a soldier and catapulting us into the mud, smoke, and chlorine gas of the front line in France in World War I.
Emerging artists tell the story of soldiers and their families, not much older than they are now. Timothy Findley's The Wars is ultimately life-affirming, proving that human connection is all.
November 7th to 23rd, Frederick Wood Theater. Tickets for students only $11.50.
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Humbug. A modern adaptation of A Christmas Carol celebrates the downtown Eastside community in its 10th annual and final season. It's the perfect family holiday treat, filled with rock, blues, and Christmas carols. Plus, enjoy live music from a youth choir. Opens December 5th at SFU Woodwards, located at 149 West Hastings Street. For tickets and details, visit sfuwoodwards.ca.
Keen on learning bike mechanics, jazzing up or fixing your bike, even buying your first bike? Look no further than the Bike Kitchen, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's community bike shop, offering tune-ups, mechanic classes, and a vast selection of used bikes, as well as an all-around good vibe. Come by and experience it for yourself, on Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn more at thebikekitchen.ca.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Max.
And I'm Sophie.
And you're listening to Friday Night Fever.
On CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded ancestral traditional territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam peoples on what we now know as UBC Vancouver.
Yes, beautiful. So we just listened to some Nikki and the Dove and Gino Socio before that. Also, speaking of Indigenous news,
right.
Did you hear about the Squamish Nation's latest development proposal?
Yes, doubled the capacity,
yeah,
isn't it? Fantastic.
It's amazing. Also, just like what people are able to accomplish.
Like, it's amazing.
Oh, like I love humanity, man.
Mm.
But it's sort of crazy because it's like the local residents of like Kitsilano and West Forth and that whole area are somewhat against all of this development. Yeah, but they can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's sort of funny because they're almost suggesting to Indigenous people that they can't do this because it doesn't, in quotes, like fit in with the neighborhood.
Oh, I'd say not they're almost, they are saying that. Yeah,
yeah, but it's like absurd. It's insane.
Yeah, I know some people are just have no idea. Right.
Oh, man. But they have a big vote December 10th. The Squamish Nation are voting whether or not their development's going to go forward. You guys should definitely check out some articles about it because it's going to dramatically change the skyline of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
In like a really good way, too.
A positive way. Yeah.
Like, because no developer in this city has really thought about massive rent-based places, and I think that like having rental units is huge in a city that's like not vacant and so many problems.
I know, right?
Housing crisis. We could go on about this forever,
all day.
But you know what? We have so much more good music coming your way. Starting with some more new Men I Trust with Air. And then after that, some new classics with Love Me No More. Ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Oh.
I need some air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Max.
And I'm Sophie.
And you're listening to Friday Night Fever.
We are bringing you some disco cheer over this dark and dreary night after the time change has happened. And if you're listening right now, I'd advise you to just turn the volume up and enjoy, because we are bringing you good vibes only. Good vibes only.
Vibe check.
Vibe check.
Passed. So you just listened to some new classics in Men I Trust with Air and Love Me No More. And yeah, I'm just like, it's sort of crazy. I feel like artists have like certain times of the year where they just like release a bunch of new stuff. Mm-hmm. And like the past few weekends, there's been a lot of new content that came out. For example, like just technically today, but like last night here on the West Coast, BB No Money just came out with a new album. We can't play it because it's like all very explicit and not very appropriate for this
time.
In
your own time.
But on your own time, yeah, he came out with the whole album and arguably the biggest name of Vancouver.
Is it Vancouver? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's Vancouver based.
Speaking of BB No Money, we should plug a very special event tonight that also reminded me of that last song that we played. Young Bae.
Oh, yeah. He's at Celebrities Underground.
Oh, if I wasn't a walking zombie, you know I'd be right there.
Yeah, the walking zombie troupe. That's us.
Yeah. Oh, but that'd be so fun. If you're looking for something to do tonight, I would highly... I mean, Max has seen Young Bae in person and
so
loved
much
it.
Fun. So much fun. But yeah, that's tonight, Celebrities Underground. And I think there's still a couple tickets later, still available later. So, you know, you guys should look into it. But we have so much more music.
So much more.
So much more. And this is like, this is good. Don't talk about like, oh, this guy's tired, because it's like, it's true, I'm tired. But you know what? We have so much more good music, and this music is pumping me up.
I feel uplifted already, honestly.
Yes, yeah.
So coming up, we have Face Behind Her Cigarette by Boy Zuga. And then we have Mastery by Hua Li.
Mm-hmm.
Are we giving it one more? Are we gonna do just those two? What do you think?
I think we should just do those two. Okay. And let's just dive into it.
Vibe check on lock. Vibe check on lock.
Vibe check. Thank you.
get that tap trip called bitch. I'm not feeling any better. Looks like I'm about to wreck. Appear into a mind, trying to find myself a sign. And she hasn't changed with time, so I see we in a bind, bruh. Make that decancerian pleasure authoritarian. Always find them tearing in when she gets too ovarian. Ooh, girl, then he puts on the table, marrying. Okay, looks like she's getting ontarian. Silly me, thought fucking was the key. But without repeat performances, what does it really mean? Does she still got it? Bringing the girls to their knees, standing the boys on their keys. Still hot at market, but they off target when he gets started. Well, she stays scarlet, so I beg your pardon. If you come to harvest, you gon' leave here starving. Do they really feel where I come from? Or is it flattery? I get so easily cut down by a competitor. Plan nation after factor. What's in my arteries? This shit ain't easy, lady. Come and be with mastery. Come and be with mastery. The way he thinks, I always view him through some oriental eyes. Giving gentle rise to habits that he generalized. I breathe fire, sure, but I never claim it's naturalized. Leaning through the pity, pray he gets used to the pity. Cause I left her on the sidelines thinking I wouldn't get misty. Flipping back to days when fever had us hot in harmony. Kick it up, I just say I'd skip that trip to pharmacy. Cause dopamine and functioning have taken on synonymy. It used to be a glance could bring the dose up astronomically. Now I'm cursing out the city. Cause my skin don't seem to fit me. Never mind, it's been months since we last really got jiggy. Hate to bring it back to technical. See him looking skeptical. Leaning on the chemicals like now's gotta be seminal. Pray pushing it to the side. Heals the wound pressure applied. I'm taking it all in stride. Leaving the rest out on the curbside.
Do they really feel where I come from? Or is it flattery? I get so easily cut down.
Have you ever been curious about the intersection between art and science? Then come check out Collisions Festival, an art science festival happening at Vivo Media Arts Center from November 8th to 10th. This year, we'll explore the theme of invasive systems through collaborative art science works. The festival will feature visual art, multimedia installations, and interactive experiences, including a robot arm that creates paintings. Student prices are available. That's November 8th to 10th at Vivo Media Arts Center. For tickets and more information, visit curiositycollider.com.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void. Loneliness,
loneliness, loneliness.
Wow.
That was so abs. Funny. That was so good. Yeah, I guess you can join a collective, guys.
Make some friends.
Just show up to the radio station. I think there's different times of the week that each of the nine collectives meet up. But, you know, they're always looking for more talented young people.
Fresh meat, yeah.
You don't even have to be part of the university to be part of these collectives. You just have to be a member. So super cool. And then I love how they use devours on the
so
previous.
Oh, so good. I listened to that. Okay, you know I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with Garnet Graves and Gimp Mask, those two songs.
Oh my god, yeah.
I was like listening to them on the way to the bus and just like, oh, devours is so good.
So good. Also, he has a show next Thursday,
no
Redgate. Yeah. Oh. So just a huge shout out. Devours next
Love
week
it.
On Thursday.
It's also a really good song for the ad too. Like,
it
awesome.
Works really well.
Yeah.
You know? Science.
Big stuff coming. We love it.
And art. So you just listened to Hua Li's Mastery. She's actually from around here, but she's based in Montreal now, like every good artist, I guess. Well, you know, a lot of them. And that's off of her latest album, Dynasty. It's really good. You guys should give it a listen. Yeah, it's so, so good. And then before that was Face Behind Her Cigarette by Boy Azuga. And coming up next.
Okay, so I'm going to read the first one because this was my... I've wanted to play this song for
This
about...
is the song you forgot about.
Okay, I've literally forgot about this song for the last two shows. I really wanted to play it and then I've forgotten the name and then I couldn't find it on my Spotify and it's just been chaos. And then I finally found it and I was like ecstatic. So this is $50 Bills by Sworn Virgins and you can intro the rest. I just really
And then after
that
we have a Tribe Called Red with Banana. But it's so good. It's so, so good. I mean, Tribe Called Red's amazing as is, but they bring on so many other artists and they have a really good single. So we're going to play that and we'll see you on the other side.
Is in your sink. Gold dirty money on your pale white skin. 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 Got tight little leather pants and a whole lot of popping. It's gonna
stay to the end. He's gonna move to the end. Those $50 bills with nothing left to do. He's got a hand on your shoulder and an arm around you too. $50 bills, $50 bills, $50 bills, burning up my pocket.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Max.
And I'm Sophie.
And you're listening to Friday Night Fever here on CITR FM 101.9.
Nailed it.
And you're listening on the unceded and ancestral Musqueam territory, now known as UBC. So we've had the past hour full of hits. You just listened to Banana by A Tribe Called Red. It's their latest single. And then before that, $50 Bills by Sworn Virgins.
The magical song that I have been trying to track down for about 6 weeks. And yeah. There it is. We've had some amazing dancey bangers on.
It's been a really good week of music. Hype, you yes. know, I feel like just like I was saying earlier in the past hour, there's just a lot of new stuff that's coming out. And I don't know if it's just sort of that time of year, but it certainly seems like it. But speaking of, oh my gosh, the next song is by an artist who hasn't made new music since her big banger hit,
yes!
Bulletproof. So LaRue is back.
Oh my God, I love her.
Actually, she's coming to Vancouver in March of next year. I can't believe they've already gotten the venues and everything. I think it's the Vogue is where she's playing.
Love it.
But like, I think we can expect some good tunes coming up.
I'm wanting like a Robin level comeback. That's why I'm demanding that,
a Robin
honestly.
Level
yeah.
comeback.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like do you remember? Okay. So that's like LaRue. I remember. You remember just Bulletproof?
And, oh
like,
my God. Yeah.
And then I loved that song that she also did, like Tropical Chancer. That was also, I heard like a few remixes of that, and it's such a good tune. Like, it's just timeless.
Just that whole album, her self-titled album, just so good. So good.
So great.
But anyways, so we're going to play some new LaRue, International Women of Leisure.
Mood.
And then, although, you know, it's so interesting because it's like she has like the British way of saying leisure,
Leisure.
So it's like International Woman of Leisure, like rather than like leisure, like I don't know. Oh, okay.
It's leisure. It's leisure.
Oh, okay. We'll go it's with leisure. That, Sophie. Okay. And then after that, we have Flawless by Jean Tonique. And there's some featured artists that are wonderful on that track also. So
Pink Flamingo Rhythm. Pink Flamingo Rhythm. There's more. Pink Flamingo Rhythm Review featuring Adeline. So lots going on there.
Okay. Well, shall we go into it?
Yes, we shall.
Thank you.
beautiful disco banger.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Beautiful.
Disco. Banger. Disco, 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 disco. Okay, so that was Flawless by Jean Tonique, and then before that, it was International Woman of Leisure.
A mood.
A mood. By LaRue. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for all the good music to come by her.
Never stops, does it?
It never, you know what? The legacy continues.
Heck yeah.
But we're starting to wind down.
Wind it down slowly.
Wind it down just a little bit. And I just want to say, for those who have stuck around listening to our show, shout out to all y'all.
Shouts.
Shouts. As always, we love hearing your feedback. We
yes!
have, we have an email.
You want me to give it a shout out?
Yeah.
Shouts to the email. Okay, so if anyone wants us to play their music, or you want to come on the show, or you want to send us like a little love letter. You want to send us a little love letter or anything, please, please, please email us at FridayNightFeverRadio@gmail.com. We also have a mailbox, which is number
61.
Yes. 61. At CITR. So if you want to leave us a physical love letter, you could also do that too.
We would love that.
We honestly, we're down for anything. If you want to come on, if you want us to play your music, like whatever,
just like
hit
us up. You don't have to use email, but like we have the email for you guys.
Yeah.
I know the email's like starting to become the same as old mail, snail mail, but like it's there for y'all.
Opportunities open. There, you just gotta go grab it.
Everything is endless and abound of opportunity. Anyways, so we have Toxic. This is like based off of Toxic,
yes.
Right? That one thing about, right?
This is a surf cover of Toxic.
So this is the Surf Jets,
yes,
right?
By
so
the
they're
surf
out
jets.
Of Toronto.
Yes.
And they're gonna play Toxic.
Honestly, I really love this song. I came across it by chance, and I was like, they're a girl band from Toronto. We got to get it on. We got to get it on the show. Nothing
okay.
Disco. It's more just kind of surf chill. Cover.
And then we have Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now afterwards. And apparently this is supposed to be disco, but we don't really know. So we'll have you guys decide. But it's her latest single before it becomes a hit.
Get it in there. Play it before it gets a hit.
Slide it in too. The DMs, but the DMs are the radio.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, so we got some new Dua Lipa, guys, on this night of disco, disco, disco. We'll be right back.
care where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on. It's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, if you wanna believe that anything could stop me, don't show up.
Most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at the Australian Boot Company, Devil Maywear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Can you repeat a lazy remark?
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. No experience necessary. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Need a way to get around campus quickly? Don't have a bike of your own? The Bike Kitchen's purple and yellow bike share has got you covered. Come to our PNY volunteer nights on Tuesday at 6:15 p.m. to tune up bikes and eat pizza. After volunteering for 6 hours, you'll get a key that gives you access to over 50 bikes all around campus. One key to unlock them all. The trip from one end of campus to the next will never be the same again. The Bike Kitchen is located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. It is open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Hello again and welcome back. I'm Max.
And I'm Sophie.
And you're listening to Friday Night Fever.
We loved those local ads, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Advertising. Oh, nefarious. but we are wrapping up our show here. We only have one more song for you guys. But you just listened to Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa, and then before that, a cover of Toxic by the Surfajets.
We love it.
We're having it.
I like how we have a little bit of surf and then we have a little bit of mainstream pop to finish off the show.
Yeah.
And we have one more special song, which is one that you picked.
Yeah, Top Down by Adeline. She was actually featured on the Jean Tonique track earlier. I've grown to really enjoy her music and the sounds that it brings to the show. So we're going to just leave it at that. But stay tuned. There's so much more good content coming your way on our station here. And we'll see you guys again in 2 weeks.
2 weeks' time, yes. Coming up next, we have Canada Post Rock. And we will see you, yes, as Max just said, we will see you in a fortnight.
Fortnite. Wow. Fortnite. Yes, Fortnite. Very fancy. No, I was thinking about the video game.
Oh, Lord. Don't get me started.
Anyways, here's Top Down. And we'll see you guys soon. Or here. We'll talk. You know the drill. Stay tuned. Bye.
To call you, baby, but I just can't help myself. I should really go to bed. I'm up by you, lately. Lately, why can't I have been such a mess? I don't want no one.